Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of May 3rd, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, news,
news. Yeah, News AF is back here, and I am on the road here in New York City.
I love that song. I love that intro song.
It's a great song.
It's really good.
Yeah. And so I am here with the guys to talk about everything that's going on in the most interesting news that we found on the internet here with the News AF team back together again. And of course, here with us, a guy who is going to get it. What was the name of the song that you played?
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. The guy who's always coming in hot. Pickleball's top influencer, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, so good. Look at this rad new Fila shirt I got. It's terry cloth.
Whoa.
It's old school.
Yeah, it's really great. So if you're jealous, that's okay. Understandable. And grinding in the pickleball streets out here, having a lot of fun.
What's your internal body temperature currently?
My internal body temperature?
Yeah. If you're coming in hot, I'm just curious how hot.
It's not from the terry cloth, is it?
No, it's 98.6.
And that's been confirmed through a rectal thermometer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm sitting, I have a rectal thermometer,
a constant
plugged
monitor.
In. Yeah, just plain cool. Plugged in.
That's good. You can never be too careful.
We're working on a new invention where it's a rectal thermometer that Bluetooths to your phone, so you can always see what your temperature is. And it's actually
a
chair.
They have that already.
It's a chair with a thermometer built into it.
I would be interested in knowing. I don't want to have a rectal thermometer in all day long, but I feel like it must fluctuate. Like in the summer, if I go out for a run.
Okay.
It has to go up, right?
No, probably not that much. Deep down into your core, you think it goes up. It probably goes up a little bit, but I doubt like it's cooking. Hey, here's
I'd be interested
thing.
In knowing.
So my dream for the future, every chair in your house has a rectal thermometer built right into it.
Mm-hmm.
A, takes your temperature, your core temperature all the time every time you sit down. But B, you'll avoid sitting down, which means you're going to be on your feet longer, which means you're going to stay more fit.
Well, they do have those toilets that are supposedly going to analyze your poo and pee. So why not?
No, that's good. That's good. I feel like that this would rip a lot of my clothes, right?
All clothes now are going to have to be designed.
Yeah, like I have pajamas with
a membrane,
the trap door.
Yeah, it's like a membrane, like the in out. You know, like
toe socks.
Yeah. Well, no, not like toe socks. It's more like. Like, you know how bottles can squeeze liquid out, but they can't take more liquid in?
Sure. Like it's the ketchup like top.
Yeah, it's like the ketchup top. Exactly. So the back of all your pants are going to have a ketchup top.
If this is the future, I might consider going to an alternative reality.
You're going to apply to move to Mars.
I'm going
to
do that thing where they go into the shower and they move timelines to a more beneficial timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll do.
Okay.
So you're not going to get any ketchup top Levi's?
I'm not interested in the ketchup top.
All right. Well, let's welcome in a man who is checking out all the different timelines in the multiverse. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
I'm always window shopping. alternative realities. So yeah. far, a lot of them aren't much better, or they're way worse.
Oh.
Have you found one that's already wearing ketchup top bottoms?
You know, there's so many. There's an infinite number, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't come across a ketchup top yet. But there's just nothing beats this. And in no other reality am I in News AF that I've uncovered.
Oh, wow.
So who's in News AF if it isn't you?
I don't know.
Or is there
not if I'm not in it, if I'm not in, I don't look into it. So
that's true. You don't listen. Danny only listens to podcasts that he is a host of.
Is that true? You don't listen to any other podcasts?
No, I listen to other podcasts that are not part of the team. So,
Danny, when you're out doing adventures, are you listening to podcasts or are you listening to music, or you're having conversation with your adventure partners?
Well, when I'm by myself, I listen mostly to music. I've tried books and I've tried podcasts and they work for a while, but then they just become this background noise that's a little bit irritating. Whereas music can just sit in the background and be somewhat motivating the entire time.
But also the sounds of nature are sometimes pleasing. No,
I do turn off my headphones when I feel like I'm in a situation where death is near so I can hear it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that's going to help you? Or
well,
it's just going to not
avalanches
be as alarming
and stuff like that. I think it would. At
least that'd be safe.
Warn me. So
how's the skiing going? Still ski season up there?
It snowed this morning.
I heard that.
The ski season is dwindling quickly, but it did snow. So and I did just ski Utah's highest peak on Saturday.
King's Peak?
Yeah, King's Peak.
How was it?
25 miles with 25 miles with maybe a half mile of skiing.
So you parked near the Wyoming entrance and then.
Yes. And then I sunburned the living crap out of my lower lip. And so if you see me licking my lips more than normal, it's because they hurt so bad.
Makes sense.
Was it snow the whole time? Did you have to ski in from the hiked?
I hiked on foot 4 miles in and then skied 8 to 9 miles after that. And then 9 miles back, then 4 miles back in the mud. So it was a real adventure.
Did you go by yourself?
No, I went with someone.
Who?
Aaron.
Oh, and did he like it?
I don't know. Sometimes when I take people on adventures,
that means something to you, Tyson. You know who Aaron is?
I know who Aaron is. Seldom see Smith.
When you invite people to do things and you know that thing is going to be horrible, there's just pressure. Probably a lot like when you throw a party and you want everybody to have a good time. But imagine inviting someone to a party that you know is going to only be pain and suffering.
And probably going to suck, even if conditions are perfect, which you're hoping.
Sounds like a lot of my podcasts.
It's still going to suck.
It's 10 hours of sitting with your ketchup pants on a chair. And the whole time you're like, man, I hope he doesn't hate this so much that I never talk to him again. Because that's a real possibility.
It really is. Danny's lost many friends over inviting him on an adventure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be like you, Rob. Let's say you move to Utah instead of North Carolina, where you're at. And Danny's Rob, you know what? We should do something fun. Let's do a 200-mile bike ride. And you're like, I've never done that before. Can I do it? And Danny's like, you sure can.
For sure.
And then you end up having to call Nicole at about hour 7. And then you're just like, I can't even.
And then get surgically applied skin grafts to your butt cheeks.
Oh, my God.
You'd have to get that.
By the way, guys, I need to update something.
Yes.
Remember how we talked about the Super Bears in Tahoe? There was a team of three.
Yeah.
Did you see where bears are hanging out during hibernation in Tahoe?
In crawl spaces?
Yeah, they're just hanging out in the basement of people's houses.
Hibernating? They're hibernating in basements?
Yeah, these people had three bears in the basement of their house or crawl spaces.
It was a real Goldilocks situation. Goldilocks.
This is the craziest part about that story is that the family heard noises for weeks. And never investigated the sounds. And then finally, when they did, it was three bears
sleeping
In their crawl space, hibernating. I don't know how loud bears are when they hibernate.
But it's probably snoring.
Snore and move around.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tahoe and bears.
Mm-hmm.
Can't escape them. Be careful if you go.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to some of our news stories for today. And I guess let's start off with a big breakfast story at this hour. Now, Tyson, you're not a big breakfast guy, right?
Oh, I normally skip breakfast unless we're going to brunch somewhere.
Okay. All right. Now, Danny, we talked about Lucky Charm cereal recently, one of your cereals of choice. But have you ever considered some milk alternatives for your cereal? And would you be in the market for one that's a little out of the box?
I have.
Or out of the carton.
Alternatives to milk. I once used Pepsi
with wet cereal. Ooh, and?
I was disgusting.
Did you finish it, though?
What cereal was it?
Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes with Pepsi.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty heavy on the sugar.
Yeah. So regular Pepsi, not like diet or anything.
No, not diet. The straight up good stuff. Well, at the time,
I would think that the Pepsi, when it reacts with the Frosted Flakes, would just like totally fizz over.
I don't remember it fizzing over. This was in high school. We'd gone to a friend's house, discovered he was out of milk, but not out of Pepsi. Had already poured the bowls of cereal.
Of course.
And obviously didn't want to put them back into the box. You can't do that. So had some Pepsi Flakes.
Okay. Did anybody finish their bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. High school kids can eat garbage. Okay. Some did. I did not.
Oh. What about... I'm trying to think of what I think I've contemplated
yogurt.
Water.
Yeah, I'm a big yogurt cereal.
Yogurt
guy.
And cereal.
Yeah,
okay. Those work.
I'll do that.
Well, what do we got? What's this?
How about
today,
okay? So, did you know that tomorrow is National Orange Juice Day?
Mm.
Oh, everybody gets a day except for us.
I like a good orange juice.
Yeah, I don't know how they picked that day. Is it O.J. Simpson's birthday?
May 4th. I think isn't that Star Wars Day?
No, well, they've got some competition.
They can share.
Okay, I guess they share.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to share a day with anybody. I'd want my own.
Yeah, well, just in time for National Orange Juice Day, Tropicana is coming out with a new cereal called Tropicana Crunch. It's a honey almond cereal made for orange juice.
I'm looking this up.
I don't like it, but I don't know.
I put in Tropa, and then it finished it for me. Tropicana Crunch. It was listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is CNN reporting it.
Does it look pretty good?
The box looks fantastic. Great colors. Cereal made for OJ.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have to alter cereal to make it OJ appropriate?
It has to pair with the orange juice, because you know how if you brush your teeth and then drink orange juice, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You can't have that type of reaction in your mouth. So they're trying to avoid that. It has to be something that pairs with it, isn't overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Orange juice is pretty sugary anyways. So I feel like the health benefits of orange juice in a bowl of cereal are probably already going to, spike your blood sugar. So I don't know.
Let me read this advertisement to you. Uh-huh. It doesn't inspire confidence. Crispy and ready to get citrusy. Orange juice on cereal. Some call it weird. Some call it breakfast. We didn't even know it was a thing. But turns out there are totally normal people amongst us juicing up their cereal bowls. You might be one of them. Tropicana, this is on their website, didn't even know people were doing this. Like, how many people did they have to hear from before they're like, oh my gosh, this is a thing. Let's do it. Who are these people and what makes them normal?
Oh, well, I don't know if that makes them normal, if it makes them special.
Yeah, that would have been better. But turns out there are some special people amongst us who juice up their cereal bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Because that kind of indicates that they might not be normal by putting their very product into a cereal bowl.
Yeah. According to Tropicana, they claim on their Instagram page, 15 million people have tried orange juice on cereal. Are we buying that?
I think I've dumped orange juice on cereal before.
I never have.
Yeah. If they did, it was by mistake. They went in, they grabbed the wrong carton, and then they poured the orange juice on cereal.
I would consider water before I would consider orange juice.
Mm.
Because of the flavor or because of the sugar content?
I just don't see it mixing. Like you said, Tyson, with toothbrushing and orange juice, I just feel like...
Oh.
It's so listen to this.
Yeah.
So they surveyed how many people to get this 15 million people as the cross section of the United States. The problem is it surveyed people, and I can guarantee that a survey person is more likely to put orange juice on cereal than a regular person because
their mom didn't buy milk.
Correct.
Yeah. I knew where you were going with this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. It's unclear as to whether or not this is an actual thing that is going to happen.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Because so that they announced it on the Instagram page. Okay. Tropicana cereal, May 4th, 2022. And they said 15 million people have tried OJ in their cereal. How weird can it be? Find out for yourself when Tropicana Crunch drops on National OJ Day. What does that mean? That it drops.
I don't see anywhere on this website, which is on Tropicana, to buy this cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is stupid. We need to get Washington Post fact checker on this or someone, because I feel like this is just all a big attention grabbing scam.
Okay, well, because I will say that they also, if we go back to November 4th, when it was National Toothpaste Day. Guess what they did? The National Toothbrush Day. Guess what they did?
What?
Tropicana toothpaste.
Did it ever get released?
Ew. So they said enter by Thursday for a chance to win a tube. They did not make it sound like they said follow us and comment below on how Tropicana brightens your mornings with hashtag Tropicana toothpaste. No purchase necessary. So that seemed like that was more of a contest.
Yeah, I'm looking to see if anyone has Tropicana toothpaste.
I don't think so.
This should be illegal.
Yeah, it is. It probably is. Somewhere.
Like, how is this not illegal? Did we just create like a ministry of truth or information, of true information?
Disinformation, I think. Yeah.
Can we report? I feel like these are the things that we need to report.
Yeah.
These
how
are
about the that? Things. What if the first thing they came out about was like, okay, Tropicana said that they were making a toothpaste.
$19 billion fine.
I know we already have someone in that position in the government, but can we get the hint of lime guy in that position? I feel like he's well qualified to pursue false advertising like this.
False advertising. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Clickbait. But we're intrigued. We're intrigued. I just feel like that if you were going to make Tropicana cereal, a cereal to put orange juice on, would like honey almond cereal be the way to go? Like, I kind of feel like that you would want to go with something that was like already fruity to pair with orange. No,
not something neutral.
Let's see.
Like,
no,
this is a good choice.
This is what you need. You need something milk or cream flavored to get like an orange dreamsicle flavored cereal experience.
Yeah.
Right? Like vanilla.
Hmm.
Just like what else? Or you could do chocolate because like those orange sticks from Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. I do like those.
Oh, so
okay. Everybody else thinks they're disgusting.
Yeah. But I don't love them, but like some people do.
Salt Danny.
So, yeah, so you got to do like a like Cocoa Puffs maybe style, because then you got your orange and chocolate. Or you could do what's a really, I think you'd have to come up with like a overly vanilla flavored cereal, because that would be like dreamsicle flavor. What else pairs with orange?
Not much.
Pineapple? Could you get like pineapple flavored?
Well, that's what
vanilla?
I was thinking, maybe like a Fruit Loops is the way you want to go with the orange.
I eat a lot of Fruit Loops. I can't imagine the mix.
Too much, too sweet.
It's like a fruit salad.
Yeah.
That's how you're getting your serving of fruit, orange juice and your Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Okay.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. we'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
All right, well, let's talk about another story, which a medical marvel was announced this week. And this has been the ongoing saga of a man who the New York Post really did a chronicled this whole saga. This is a story of a man. His name is Malcolm McDonald. And for some reason, he had a severe blood infection. And he very sadly claims that his penis kind of like fell off.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Just fell off. Just like that's, we waited in line at McDonald's. It fell out of his shorts onto the floor.
Right. So that there was like some sort of a major blood clot this is like does not seem to happen very often, but he ended up losing his
phallus,
reproductive organ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And by the way, his quote is just dropped off onto the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Like that would not be a fun.
Like it just falls down your pant leg. You think, oh, I think I left a pair of underwears in my pants.
Dump in my pants,
and then you look, and it's your phallus.
That alone is like an experience.
Is it?
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there was probably some pain prior to that, but I think that.
Oh, dude.
So why didn't he go to the doctor?
That's unclear, but we're not talking about that part of it, Tyson.
No, we're moving on. Let's talk about this pixelated picture. Let's get to that.
Yeah. So he's actually being profiled in a brand new documentary because that there has been some medical marvels that have gone on where that they tried to begin a skin graft to build a new phallus that was going to be attached. However, for some reason, they needed to grow the phallus on his arm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And by the way, there's a great picture of him. He's standing there in a colored shirt with his sleeves rolled back.
Yeah.
And they've blurred out or pixelated his left arm. So you can only imagine what's dangling out there. And he is quoted as saying that he became used to having the unusual appendage swinging off his arm.
Yeah. So that he worked with the doctors and they ended up growing this penis, which they attached to his arm as it grew. And it had to grow for many years.
What wow. a world. Many years. Years. What dedication.
Mm-hmm. And he's just like peeing out of it. And
No. So it is not a functioning for any sort of like urinary.
Whoa. I've been staring, though, at this diagram of the flaccid cylinder, the saline reservoir, the pump and release valve.
Sure.
This is high tech stuff.
High tech. Yeah. And so he was supposed to ultimately get the operation to put the phallus where it was supposed to go, but it got pushed back for many years.
It's been well weathered and tanned.
Yeah. So the second surgery to move the manhood between his legs, the New York Post says, was delayed for 6 years due to scheduling mix-ups, staff shortages, and COVID-19.
He's got a the documentary is called The Man with a Penis on His Arm.
Yes.
Yes.
And he's quoted as saying that this whole event is something to tell the grandchildren about. And that doesn't seem appropriate.
He talks about in the new documentary, he recalls helping an elderly lady retrieve an item on the top shelf at a supermarket only to have the penis pop out from beneath his sleeve and nearly hit her in the head.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
This is just an amazing. This feels like I have jumped into an alternate timeline where wiener arms are a possibility.
This guy's gonna get a lot of jobs. I feel like there's a lot of jobs.
Well, the dong is gone. It's now in its proper place.
But he can add more dongs to his arms, right?
I didn't even know.
I don't know if he can grow it. Yeah, I guess.
How many dongs have on your arm? Oh, an arm can only grow a dong one time.
I imagine it has to be taking a lot of blood and nutrients. I can't imagine you being able to grow a dong on every appendage. Mm-hmm. Your blood pressure would be, you know, a consideration. All that blood is off to the dongs, none going back to the heart. This guy, I think we did talk about this about 2 years ago, and what we're seeing here is the final stage of that.
Yeah. This guy's saying that he thinks the documentary is called Edward Penis Hands.
It was an arm. It's not a hand, first of all. Can we try to be a little serious? According to this article in the New York Post, that it says that it turns out that his artificial penis was better than his real one because
it was way bigger and nicer looking.
Yeah, it wasn't inspected.
Well, that's what he says, Tyson. He says that they designed his dream penis with the help of surgeons and added an extra 2 inches to the man-made model, making it 6 inches in total. So kind of a cell phone for Mr. McDonald.
Mm-hmm. Wow, a major win for Mr. McDonald here. He's got 2 extra inches.
Yeah,
was able probably to flaunt that in public. I think if it's attached to your arm, then is there a law against like revealing it to people?
Like it's a way to get around the whole indecent exposure thing. Mm-hmm. You put one on each forearm,
or is he on every registry across the country now?
I tell you what, where his value really is if he could get behind the backboard at an NBA game. And then during those
that
free
would really
throws,
throw off the free throw shooters.
Dude, how could it not?
Yeah.
It would be the most distracting thing if you saw this guy clapping his hands like this. He's got a dong on each forearm.
Well, I feel like they give people those things to wave. But, I mean,
yeah, but yeah. Every NBA guy's used to that.
Yeah. So what about this? What if he loses his arms? Can he grow an arm on his new penis?
I'm not sure.
This is all new technology. We don't even know what's possible.
Yeah. I mean, check out the article in the New York Post or wait for the documentary to drop.
Yeah. I woke up this morning.
The man with a penis on his arm.
I woke up this morning and didn't even know that that was a thing that could be. I knew that ears had been grown on the back of lab rats of mice before, but I'd never heard of a penis growing on another man's arm.
Yeah.
Or that your dong could just drop off at any moment onto a floor.
Exactly.
That was actually
that was the most alarming part was you're just like going about my day, doing what I like, whatever it doesn't really.
What do? You just like kick it under the counter like it's not yours.
You have to take it and put it in a bag of milk, of ice and milk, and then go to probably the urgent care.
Yeah. Hey, this just fell off when I was shopping.
What do I do?
Yeah, they'd be like, right.
Well, this is all going to be profiled on a new UK documentary coming up.
Do we know where this is showing? Probably on like BBC 12.
In the UK. So if any of our British listeners have a chance to watch the documentary, please get us some more information.
Yes, right. We need more immediately.
This is a story I know, Tyson, you're excited to talk about, but it says here, according to some new research, a survey found that nearly 24% of American adults reach for the snooze button, claiming that it helps their relationships with loved ones and coworkers.
Well, I mean, you're getting extra sleep, so why wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
False.
You say false, Danny. I say if you're getting 10, 20, 30 minutes of extra sleep, then you're going to be in a better mood.
Oh, here's why. You hit the snooze button. The person next to you in bed has already been awakened. Mm-hmm. Then you hit snooze. Then 15 minutes later, they're also reawakened by your alarm when it goes off again.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's improving your love life.
that I don't know if according to the person that's hitting the snooze button, they did not.
They feel a lot better.
Yeah, they feel fine. But for the person who is in the room with the person who is the snooze button hitter, that is not great.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So now it's not going to help.
So the snooze button pusher on the survey has said that everything of their life has improved.
It's
but
helping
we haven't
everything.
Gotten the victims.
No.
Of the snooze.
Thank you. Victims. They are victims of snoozers. Yeah. Snooze button pushers.
Snooze button pushers. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that, Danny. Fair point.
I wake up, my alarm. Mm-hmm. Only on vibrate.
Sure.
And wow. I don't even think that it has been the thing that roused me. I almost always, I would say 98% of the time, wake up before my alarm.
Have you taken a survey to see if it's actually 98%?
No, I can't even think of a time my alarm has been the thing that woke me up. I think almost in my memory, 100% of the time.
Even when you're on the road, Danny, even when you're on the travels,
I'm so stressed about waking up on time.
Wow.
That I just wake up constantly and then eventually just get up earlier than my alarm.
Hmm.
Okay. Tyson, you're not a person that wakes up everybody with the snooze alarm, are you?
I'm not. I have a very, very quiet and gentle alarm because I wake easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it usually on the first ding. Because it gets a little louder and a little louder.
Oh,
the very first
yeah,
one
I know
hear
that kind
it,
of alarm.
And then I just snooze it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snooze it, though, almost every time.
I always thought it'd be nice, and I thought that the Apple Watch would be the thing to kind of get there, is that you have the watch that vibrates, and then there's no need for an alarm, right? Then you can hit snooze all you want, and the only person you disturb is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But unless everyone's willing to wear a device or clamps or something,
clamps. You think clamps
on their nipples that shock them gently to wake them up. Mm-hmm. I just think that the alarm and hitting the snooze, if you're with other people, is a big jerk move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I was in college, my roommate freshman year, would have a class at 10 o'clock and would set the alarm for 6 o'clock in the morning and hit the snooze for 2 hours.
The snooze mentality, Rob. That's the thing. It's like they don't even plan to wake up that first time.
Right.
They build the snooze into their morning routine. Mm-hmm. It's so pointless and obnoxious to everybody else.
Yep. I do agree with that. I do agree with that.
I mean, should they get rid of the snooze button?
Oh, I wonder what that would do to the world. Like the day after Apple got rid of the snooze, the world's on fire. Cars are overturned because the snooze people can't snooze anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It'd probably
snooze,
be chaos.
You lose, people.
That's right. I mean, that doesn't even work. Mm-hmm. According to this article, snooze, you win is the new motto.
Hmm. Yeah. Set two alarms if you need it.
Oh, people do that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing. I remember that.
A backup. So, sometimes because I've you hit the snooze button, or you think you turned off the alarm, you just hit the snooze button and then it goes off again.
Yeah.
Immediately off again.
Yeah. Like sometimes I will think I've turned off my alarm. I just hit snooze. And it goes off again.
Yeah. That's annoying sometimes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen before. I usually wake up before my alarm goes off, but I do set it early enough that I can hit snooze a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Don't snooze. Just get up. That's my advice.
The Danny Bryson method.
So I should just set it 20 minutes later.
No.
For me to get up.
Oh, yes. 20 minutes later. Yes. Thank you, Tyson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we should do.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that these are the snoozers out here putting out snooze propaganda about how it makes people more social and easier to get along with because they've gotten extra rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh no, snooze is actually good for everyone. You should appreciate my snooze.
Oh, you think this is big snooze?
Big snooze. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Lobbying in Washington. This is something that doesn't get talked about very often, but the big snooze lobbyists
getting rid of standard, or maybe we will, standard time. Let's get rid of the snooze. Let's legislate the snooze button out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
Just see what happens.
Maybe they could put that into that legislation.
Yeah, why not? Get rid of permanent daylight savings and no snooze buttons. Welcome to the new world. Everyone's so much more productive.
You think that snooze should be illegal? So now people are going to be saving their old phones, not updating them, selling them for billions on eBay because they still have a snooze
button. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but eventually all
update your phone.
Yeah, they'll all disappear and then people will just be on time and we'll figure, you know. No snoozing. You don't need to snooze.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to make people more on time? I don't think so.
Well, at least it'll out the people who are never going to be on time anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I snoozed.
Still? Haven't you heard? Okay. There's been a lot of talk about how the war in Ukraine has really affected a lot of gas prices and wheat and then also fertilizer. And so with helping to prevent a food shortage, some scientists are looking at maybe some alternatives.
Now, growing food on your arm.
That's one. You could grow.
Good call.
Grow wheat on your arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, so plants need nutrients, things like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium.
Sure.
But is there any other places that we could be getting those key chemicals?
Inside our bodies?
Yeah. It turns out that they're looking at starting to try to see if we could use urine.
Nope. I've watered plants with urine before they die.
I was going to say Tyson. And once I came to stay with Tyson and he said, if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, just go out the window. That's what I do. That's what you were going to talk about, right, Tyson?
No, that's what you're talking about. I was going to keep that secret just in case people.
Just in case a lady, your landlady. Yeah. She never knew why. But Tyson, correct me if I'm wrong, but as a result, didn't those flowers suffer underneath your window?
Yeah, all the flowers died underneath my window.
Yeah. Okay. So that it sounds like what they
Wait, Rob.
Yes.
Danny didn't give you the full story. I lived on the second story of this house in Austria when I was a pro cyclist. And rather than walk down the stairs to the restroom, I would pee out the second story window in the middle of the night.
Tyson, I was letting the listeners connect the dots as not to incriminate you. I never.
I think the statute of limitations has passed.
Has expired.
Yeah, it's been over 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Tyson, let me finish the story of the part that I didn't tell Tyson is that I get there jet lagged. Tyson says, don't worry about trying to find the bathroom. It's impossible in this house. Just pee out the window. That's
it's impossible.
Yeah. Like, you know, a new person in a house, it's dark. Mm-hmm. So, what Tyson or I didn't think about is that Tyson's much taller. And there was a heating vent, a window sill, and then the window. Mm-hmm. So as the pressure diminishes,
you're dripping inside.
It's just like I realized the flaw a little bit too late. I'm like, this can't go on forever. This high pressure hose, this eventually is going to retract, and all of this stuff between me and the window is about to get a nice, nutritious
fertilizer. Fertilization.
So. Anyway, sorry, Rob. We cut you off with
finish it. But the flowers all died.
Yeah, so that's what makes this story kind of interesting is that they're saying it can't be fertilized.
And I was eating really healthy at the time, really healthy.
Yes. Okay. Well, it turns out that you can't just take the raw urine and use it.
It has to be processed. Plants.
It needs to be processed. And so there is in this article that we're looking at from France24.com, they show about how that the urine needs to be separated from all the other waste matter. So it needs to be collected separately to go to a microfactory and transforming ammonium into nitrate and eliminating bacteria. Then it could be used for the fertilizer.
That's a lot of steps between
my
pee to fertilizer. But that's what it takes to save the world. I will pee wherever they want me to pee.
Yeah.
Normally in the toilet. They already kind of get it. Yeah, pee at least.
So, this is they will probably need to go to a different way to collect it.
Maybe just have like a separate hose in every house that you just pee in that goes straight to the fertilizer factory.
That's a lot of infrastructure.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just pee in a bag and mail it to the factory. Or a bottle. A biodegradable bottle.
So yeah. You know how, like, for example, my coffee maker comes with a bag that is has the address on it. It's pre-postage, everything. And I can put my little cups in it that have been used.
K-cups?
And the K-cups, and it recycles them. So this, now you go to, like, IFA store or whatever, and they just have this bag that you pee in, seal it up. Mm-hmm. It's already self-addressed and everything. And then you just send your urine in to the fertilizer plants.
I see a lot of packaged urine, and I know Tyson does too, on the side of the road riding bikes. There's a lot of piss bombs out there. We could probably just pick up those first and get a good head start on the fertilizer.
Yeah, so now the guys who are collecting roadkill and stuff also need to pick up the piss bombs, which are bottles with urine in them.
All over the place.
Makes sense. Okay. Well, look, well, if they could get into the right place, they could be doing some good.
So what you're saying is there's gold on them roads?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, we got to, like, looking at some non-traditional ways to fertilize these crops.
So
it's exciting.
Yeah.
This is my new business idea then.
Yeah.
Where do people pee more than anywhere else? Probably at a bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you just have all the urinals funnel out into a system that collects all the urine and filters out all the chewing tobacco and cigarette butts.
Yeah. You maybe have like a trough system. Yeah.
I like that. It's like using barrels to collect your own rainwater. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the solution is to have like at home kits, or that they go to a nearby farm. Or they're like grease collectors. You know,
how processed does the urine have to be? Because can you just stir in a mixture and then all of a sudden it's good
to
go?
No, did you not hear his description? It needed like a micro urine division factory.
Yeah, I'm sure once they get the whole system going, it's not that complicated. But I don't think you could do it at home.
So let's just create pipelines that go straight to this system.
Yeah, but that's what Rob said. It's too much infrastructure.
A lot of infrastructure to do that, especially for like this year when we need it.
We can't just add it to the already in place sewage system.
No, I mean, I guess like if you were building a new city, maybe you could do that. But maybe something to think about for city developers of the future.
The future, yeah, probably Tesla land
in
whatever.
In the middle of every new town, there'll be a golden fountain. With the world savior spraying out in a beautiful golden arch.
I mean, I honestly, Danny, it should be the opposite. There should be like one place in the middle of town where you go and make your deposit. Do your part.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And you know what? Guys, at least, would love that because little kids up to grown men just love urinating in random places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not random if you have to.
Different places. As we've talked about this story, I've thought about a million different times that I've peed into things, out of things.
So wasteful.
I didn't know I was wasting. I didn't know that I had gold in my bladder.
Yeah, that's why they call it that. Okay. So I've wanted to talk for a little while about a gorilla that is suffering with a affliction, an addiction to screen time. His name is Amari, and that he is at the Chicago Lincoln Park Zoo. And apparently he does not have a smartphone, but people go to the zoo and show him pictures and videos. And he has become addicted to watching phones so much so that he is missing out on a lot of the other gorilla activity. And it is really having a negative impact on his socialization.
Wow. We love to get primates addicted to our addictions, like cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember that? Space travel.
Space adventure. And now phones. I love how on social media and on the news, they always show primates reacting to videos. So obviously they do kind of like it. And not just this one either.
Yeah, this is a thing. People go to the zoo and show like fail videos to gorillas.
Yeah, or I've seen them show magic tricks to gorillas and they're like blown away. It is kind
probably
of
the perfect audience for a magic trick, honestly.
Does it have to be a video? Can a magician go to like
I want to say that a magic trick? Yeah, I think it can be. Yeah. And Tyson, you
is this your card?
I would love to go to the zoo, which I wouldn't do anyway, and then see a magician.
Wait till Tyson comes to your town.
Yeah. When I come to your town, we're going to go to the gorilla exhibit with a magician. We're going to hire a magician.
Yeah. So now if you go to this Lincoln Park Zoo and if anybody sees you trying to show the gorilla a selfie or a funny video, somebody from the zoo will step in and explain the situation.
It's already too late, though.
I was going to say, yeah, it's too late. They need more aggressive measures to stop it from
happening. Check your phone in at the beginning, like a Dave Chappelle comedy show or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure you don't bring your phone to the gorilla. Yeah, habitat.
Yeah,
a sure. Small EMP that detonates whenever someone takes out a phone.
It just an electromagnetic wave just destroys every phone as you cross the threshold.
Erasing
into the gorilla
precious
town.
Family pictures. Mm-hmm. But at least the gorilla has been protected.
Yeah. So that the zookeepers are increasingly concerned. He's using up too much time looking through people's photos, mm-hmm. and they would prefer that he spend more time with the other gorillas learning to be a gorilla.
You know, it's more concerning than a gorilla watching a phone. It's a gorilla trapped at a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is he going to do? Go out into his enclosure? He has the whole world in front of him when he's looking at a phone.
No.
But all he has is that stinky enclosure at
but
the zoo.
But he's got to live with other gorillas in the zoo.
Oh, Danny. Yeah, listen, but he didn't get to pick those gorilla friends.
During development, the male gorillas will often get aggressive with each other and play fight to establish dominance and hierarchy. And if Amare is too distracted by people's phones, he's going to miss out on that interaction and will have a lower social standing.
Oh, man. Tough being a gorilla and a gorilla in a zoo. No play fighting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of like... The way this gorilla is, I don't want to do play fighting to see who's the alpha male. I just want to watch a phone.
Oh, yeah.
I also like blaming our own addictions on that of a gorilla. Like, yeah, gorillas, they just can't handle their social media like we can as humans. Like, I've updated my Instagram 19 times since we've been recording this thing here. But I'm fine.
Why not just go with it and give the gorilla his own phone and his own social media and let's just see what happens?
Oh, I mean, look what it did for Harambe.
Yeah, let's just see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now, do we think that this is a real story or is this a parable?
Probably a little bit of both. What about if, I don't know, I'm just trying to think, if you gave the gorilla an iPad, he broke it, now he thinks the entire internet is broken?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I don't know, but he doesn't have an iPad. Like, people come to the zoo and they have their phones out.
Tyson's saying we're going to trick him into believing that he broke the entire internet.
Or that the internet's broken, device. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the zookeepers can run and be like, oh my gosh, you've destroyed the World Wide Web.
I don't think they have to articulate all of that to the gorilla. I think the gorilla just is, his mind's like, oh,
yeah, but
broken.
They have to react like dramatically, like, oh no, what's happened?
Danny, were you a zookeeper?
I could be. I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to ever be at a zoo, but I could, I guess, be a zookeeper, at least for this instant. Like, actually, I think Tyson would be good. He could go in and pretend that the gorilla broke the internet. He loves the zoo.
Mm-hmm. What have you done?
Okay. Amare lives with three other bachelor teenage gorillas. So once he was transfixed by a screen, he was taken by surprise when another gorilla charged him.
Ooh, that could be bad, actually. But also, bachelor gorillas, this sounds like a frat house almost.
Yeah,
what all these kids
maybe they
are probably
should be
doing.
Talking to the other gorillas about bullying the gorilla that happens to like funny videos.
Or just get all the gorillas an Xbox so they can all play together.
So then they can all charge each other virtually on Halo 7.
Yeah, exactly. Take out their aggression, decide who's the alpha male according to Halo.
Mm-hmm. Just like humans do.
Oh, is that how that works?
I mean, I don't know.
Whoever's like winning multiplayer is the top dog in that mm-hmm. friend group.
Exactly.
Probably, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. See? Another new study this week says that the way that your bed and other furniture in your house could be having an effect on how you feel.
The way they face, right?
The way that they're facing, right. This is looking at your bedroom design. They say that according to the study, if your head is facing east or south when you sleep, you're more likely to have a lower heart rate, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels.
Yeah, my head is facing south.
If your head is facing to the
east or
the south when you sleep, like they have lower heart rate, blood pressure.
Mine's facing the west.
Yours is? Danny, yeah. That's
what
why
does that mean?
Your blood pressure is higher. That's why you're so vascular and that you're always like on edge.
I usually line my bed up according to the stars. So, you know, if there's an alignment in the heavens, I usually point my head towards that.
Oh, you got to align it with the magnetic chakras, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a study find, so this is a totally reliable bit of information.
Yeah, right. Definitely is.
Right.
So maybe I will move my bed tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So
or just sleep on it differently. You don't have to move the bed.
No,
you
I'd
just,
have to.
Liz
I'd
is like, to. How come your head is at my feet? And you're like, duh, Liz, I'm about to outlive you.
My bed doesn't even work with my head facing the south. Like it would put my bed in a random spot in my room.
Yeah, that's what I have too. What am I supposed to do? Move? See?
Yeah, my home builder obviously wanted me to die young.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, they say that if you have your home with an entrance facing south, they display poorer mental health and have more financial problems.
Hold up. What?
Wow. That's it. That's high blood pressure and?
Wait. Yep. So if my face is, if my head's facing south?
No,
your door. Your house.
Now, what if you have more than one door? What if you have a front door and a side door?
We're talking main door.
The door to my house faces west.
Oh my gosh.
What's that say about me?
You're
I'm just
fine.
All set
I think,
up.
I think you're going to live forever.
Fine. Oh my God, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, I probably got penises growing all over my arms and stuff too. Just like everything's turning up Tyson.
Rob, which way does your door point?
So my front door is facing north.
Dude, mine is south. And you know what?
But I have a back door that faces south.
Mine's face west and east.
You're good.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. And also probably the way your front door faces affects where your bed goes. Basically, it sounds like I'm in a downward spiral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my head is facing west now. I mean, what am I going to do? I mean, can anybody prove this? Is it worth it? Like, if I tell my wife we're going to move the bed in the room, her head's going to explode.
Well, tell her head might explode if you leave it where it is.
But I mean, this is study finds. How much how much action can we take from this?
If I have high blood pressure and I try to move my bed right now, so my head is facing the right way, I probably will die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably better
to die no matter what.
Yeah. I leave it where it is and not exert myself to change it. It's probably too late.
Yeah. Okay. The main entrance should face east or north. Building walls should align with cardinal directions. The floor plan clearly assigns key functions to specific locations.
Wow.
They said that your desk should face east also. And
mine faces west.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything right.
Tyson, which way does your desk face?
West.
You got to go east.
It sounds
Turn your desk around.
Like before you build a house, you need to consult an architect, an engineer, and someone who is in touch with holistic...
A tarot card reader lady.
Yeah, like a mystic or someone, maybe a modern day Wiccan, who can make sure that your house is aligned appropriately with like universal ley lines or something like that. I didn't know that, so that's good to know.
Okay.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole this week?
I'm so ready, guys.
Okay.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
By the way, my bolt hole points in all directions. So don't worry about
north, south, east, and west, and all everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Always, everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can access it from any direction.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
I have three stories, but I think I'm going to save two.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go to the one that interests me the most. And of course, it has to do with space.
Of course.
Not space billionaires, Tyson. So cool your heels. Okay. Feel you getting ready to lecture me about my space billionaire love.
Yeah, relax.
This is kind of like the cereal that is meant for orange juice, and that I feel as if this is an empty promise that cannot be made.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a company that claims they will have a hotel in space open by 2025.
I'll believe that when I see it.
And this is on CNN Travel, so obviously it's got to be legit. But just come on.
Were you working on that story on CNN Plus, Tyson?
Yeah, that's one of the stories that we were covering, actually, at spent lots and lots of time on that. We were even going to travel up to space to see where they were going to build it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, which was pretty cool.
So the thing that makes me think this will not happen even more is that the plans to build this has gone through several hands, meaning that it started with one company and now it's moved to another. Mm-hmm. They've done nothing. They haven't even flown up the raw materials or built the modules, at least as far as I can tell. So unless they've got some kind of secret, you know, robot factory putting this stuff all together and getting it ready to launch, I just don't see it. 2025. That'd be exciting. I'd love to go to the billionaire space hotel.
You think it's like a real hotel, or do you think it's just like one space pod circling the Earth, satelliting the Earth, and then they're like, there's your hotel, bud? Because that's the thing, is like, it takes more than 3 years to build a hotel on Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, good point, Tyson. And by the way, no, because the drawings they have are of
Can I bring them up on the screen? Can we talk about
them?
Yeah, let's look at the space
Four
drawings.
Seasons?
Yeah, it looks very, very swanky.
Very swanky, and it's gonna looks like it's gonna have its own gravity, right? That's why it's circular. I'm assuming that it's spinning around. It
and they just pulled that from that Matthew McConaughey movie.
Well, look at it. It's just a big ring, and you go into the center. Your ship does, drops you off. I would love to go to this hotel.
I don't
think it's going. Oh, my gosh. In the scale of this hotel. I mean, if you go through some of these pictures, well, these modules are bigger than some of those ships flying up to space currently. So it's huge.
Wow. Look, this is like Star Trek, these people that are hanging out in the space hotel.
I need to build my Instagram followers so I can get a free visit on this thing.
Yeah,
bro.
Actually, that's a good idea. By the way, space is at a premium in space. Typically, things this large are just not practical. So
I like
this is outrageous.
The space hotel has got like a nightclub vibe. Like there's young people like hanging out at the space hotel.
Yeah. Oh, that has people playing basketball and slamming it. Maybe in orbit, you know, on a little half gravity.
Oh, dude, no, they have a trampoline under there.
I know. Why did they show that? Why?
Because
they did it away. Because
Danny, look how high the net is. The net is like 20 feet off the ground.
Look at that dork. I'd rather have a standard rim that I can actually dunk in like half gravity. 2025. So,
When are they going to start construction?
The cost of this has got to be in the trillions, by the way. Probably don't even have all the raw materials necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I guess, I'm going to put this down in my calendar. Buy ticket to Space Hotel.
We'll do a live event there.
January 1st. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's work our way up to becoming the premier space reporting news team. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get invited to the launch of the Space Hotel and probably die there mm-hmm. when the shoddy workmanship that was rushed through to make it possible leads to some kind of rupture and implosion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 3 years from now, wow, that's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'll be eating orange juice with my cereal up there for sure.
Well, yeah, I think it's Tang on the space station.
Yeah, Tang, my Tang oatmeal
and astronaut ice cream.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah. So just put that in your calendars. If you're kind of like tired of the usual destinations, like, oh, go to France again or
so boring,
Tahiti or Bora Bora.
From the space station, you can see all of those from the space hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You can see everywhere you really want to go.
I really want this to be true, but it's just not possible.
Danny, this sounds like your nightmare vacation. It's like a cruise, but worse because you can't get off at port anywhere.
Yeah, but I'm orbiting the Earth.
So they say, but it could just be like a screen that looks like a window playing you orbiting. That's what's going to happen. They're going to build this little complex somewhere with every window is actually a screen that makes it look.
Oh, yeah.
They put you in this fake shuttle and they're like, blah, 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 blah. They have 10 guys outside shaking this shuttle like it's going through the layers.
Yeah.
And then you get out and you're like, am I here? And they're like, you're here.
You're in space.
To space. Yes. Here we speak space talk. Blurp, blurp, blurp,
blurp, blurp, blurp. And how are they going to fake zero G?
There's people walking around with drinks. There's got to be gravity.
Yeah, there's gravity. And they're like,
well, yeah, there's gravity on the outer part of the ring. The inner part of the ring, there's no gravity. You kind of go up those little branches from the center.
No, they don't let you up there. They said,
no, as you go up the spokes,
that's closed right now, dude, for repairs because and cleaning and stuff. You can't get there. You can only be on the gravity section.
I hate this kind of stuff. Orange juice cereal, promises of the future that never come to be. Flying cars, self-lacing shoes, flying skateboards.
Yeah.
Don't make me these promises. Just make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to get tricked.
How so?
Because you're going to end up thinking you're paying $200,000 to go to the space hotel, and you end up just going to like... the deserts outside of
Don't get scammed by the space hotel.
Yeah,
I won't.
Okay,
I also won't go there unless you guys go with me. It's got to be a team effort.
A guy's trip. That'll.
I'm going to do some. If we show up there, I am going to do some heavy investigating.
Don't open the airlock, Tyson.
This is a movie where the whole time we're debating whether or not we're actually being scammed, and opening the airlock is the ultimate way.
Yeah. No, don't do it.
That's a great movie idea.
It's worth dying for to find out if we're getting scammed or not.
Too bad Netflix isn't taking more movie ideas. They're canceling a bunch of stuff. So you're going to have to. And CNN Plus is gone. So that you can't pitch that idea to them.
Yeah.
What about Peacock? Are they doing well?
They're doing okay right now. I think it's like they're in the hey, let's buy a bunch of stuff, but then then at some point you have to show how much money you made, and then that's when things go bad.
Too bad Quibi's gone. This would have been a perfect story for Quibi.
Perfect for Quibi.
Perfect for Quibi. Okay. Yeah. Danny, got any adventures coming up this week?
You know what? I hopefully do. I will say this about my adventures and the work I do on YouTube. I love making videos and I put them on my channel and I do appreciate that people watch them. But I try not to think about views or subscribers or anything like that. But the other day I was watching my kid who was on YouTube looking at a video on Rubik's Cubes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like Amari the gorilla.
And the number of subscribers and views he had.
Yeah.
Was just so discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
It was astronomically high.
Yeah.
And I thought, and it was just the most boring thing I'd ever seen, but obviously not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm saying is I need to get into some new hobby.
Because we don't know We don't know what the people like anymore, Danny. That's
I definitely don't. I would have thought, oh, you know, cool mountains, awesome vistas.
No.
You know, I would have thought my YouTube channel would be at least liked as much as a guy who's pretending to be both his mom and himself and acting out her first experience with a Rubik's Cube, which is the video he was watching that had hundreds of thousands of views. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in this world. I'd send me to the Space Hotel because I do adventures and I film them, and then you'd think that they would be interesting.
No, nope.
My kids watch people play Super Mario on YouTube all day.
I know. Yeah. It's crazy.
You don't even need to buy them a gaming system.
They have the game, Tyson. I'm like, but why don't you guys play it? You have this game. Play it.
They're like, no, we like to watch.
Man, we like to watch other people play
it. Yeah, we're just going to sit and watch this guy play it.
So I'll keep plodding along. I'll be making a I'll probably put out a video next week for my channel, Mediocre Amateur, and then I'll probably put out another one. But I got to say that after looking at that Rubik's Cubes thing, I'm like putting in way too much work. I should be doing something that's less work.
Too much work.
And slightly more interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
But Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
Breakdown of Survivor episode tomorrow on The Ringer.
Yeah.
And I've got a meeting for some pickleball stuff. Hopefully we got some exciting stuff in the works there.
Tyson's on the frontier of pickleball.
I mean, Tyson could be the first pickleball player in space.
He could be. He's like a homesteader in the wilderness of pickleball. Yeah. He was out there planting his flag early on.
Yep.
I just like well timed, Tyson.
Thank you. So we got that coming up. And then the kids, I mean, only have like 2.5 weeks of school left.
Sucks.
And then what am I doing? Oh, Mother's Day this weekend. Taking the kids to Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, have fun with that.
Have you been there before?
I've been to one, yeah.
And?
Are you into the indoor water park?
I think so.
I'm going to look this up. I don't know.
I don't want to get sunburned.
Danny would hate it. Danny would.
But it's a new one. So I think that's going to be like, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Lodge images.
Mm-hmm. And,
gross. At least an outdoor water park. I can believe that the sun's UV rays are killing bacteria.
It's outdoor indoor. There's some outdoor parks.
The pictures I'm looking at.
Look a bit grimy. It's a chain, bro. And also,
I don't care.
This is a brand chain. This is a brand new one.
It's a new one.
Yeah, that does help it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get in early.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of fertilizer in those pools.
The fertilizer isn't what's dangerous to your health. It's the germs around the thing that pushes the fertilizer out.
Where is this? Is this near your house or are you driving a great
distance? It's a staycation. Yeah, it's near our house.
Yeah. Yes.
Staycations.
And then Rachel's going to a concert, I think Ray LaMontagne or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing that for Mother's Day night, and then I'll probably do something else for her the next weekend, just like send her off on a trip by herself.
Oh my gosh, it never ends.
Yeah.
Well, the Great Wolf Lodge is fun for the kids. I don't think it's going to be fun for Rachel.
Mm-hmm. What about for you?
It's going to be fun enough for me, but the kids are at this age now. You both already know this, where if I leave them at home, even if I'm entertaining them the whole time, the house gets destroyed.
Yeah.
I start losing my sanity a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing I can do for myself and Rachel's, and Rachel as well, is get them out of the house. Even if we're out of the house with them, getting them out of the house is like the best because it makes them the most tired. And they don't end up just like ripping our house to shreds.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Well, I just looked through all these images of the Great Wolf Lodge.
You meeting us there?
I know you didn't invite me, but I'm out.
Really? What about just the outdoor, just sitting outside?
In the parking lot? I would sit in the parking lot with the air conditioner on.
Let me tell you something about Danny, Rob.
Yeah.
Danny's family has always had a pool in their backyard, and Danny rarely, if ever, got in that pool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of kids.
And he won't get into the ocean hardly ever either. So Danny just famously He's not a water guy.
Yeah, no, the water's not gross because of people. It's terrifying because of the dark mysteries underneath its surface.
Wow.
Yeah, I was looking at a possible adventure, but I had to have to ski a mile and a half across a frozen lake. Mm-hmm. And the thought
Danny
of being
likes
over,
water when it freezes over.
Well, no, the thought of being over that water, potentially plunging into it in the middle of the lake, was just a little too much.
Is that when you and I? Is that when you and I cross country skied across Deer Creek?
Oh my gosh, we did do that. You were there though. I would be by myself in this instance. You were there to help. You know, to die with me. Like you would come save me and then fall in. Then we'd embrace each other and then slowly sink to the bottom
as we're both trying to step on each other's faces to survive. Yeah,
you're much taller, so I'd use you as a human ladder. Yeah, it'd be most beneficial.
But I'm sinking if you put your weight on me.
Well, that's awesome, Tyson. Enjoy that. What a way to celebrate mothers.
Exactly. By running the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Rob? So,
yeah. Well, I've got a busy week here in New York City. Yeah, I'm going to I'll see my mom on Thursday and then head back home and then have, I'm sure, not as good as Tyson. I mean, Tyson's setting the bar very high for the rest of us.
Always. Mm. He's always setting the bar high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if it is, but.
Pretty hard.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. And then be back again with the News AF team next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here on News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.